and never hear from them again. Men instantly think, did I do something wrong? Or was I bad in bed? When, in actuality, there's a lot of women who actually enjoy meaningless sex just as much as men. To be fair, sometimes the woman could not have enjoyed the sexual encounter, but in most cases, I'm willing to bet the woman is probably involved with someone else, on a break from someone else, or just enjoys casual sex. Don't take it personal. It comes with the territory. I think more guys are starting to understand this more and more due to female nature being exposed. Men have to rid themselves of this beta male mindset that all women want a husband or something meaningful. This is post-sexual revolution. Women have been taught that they too can have carefree flings also. Sex used to really mean something to women. It was once upon a time where, if a woman had sex with you and had given you her body, she had an investment in you. Unfortunately, that day no longer exists, and women can have sex with no strings attached, just like a man. Men need to have more of an abundant mindset when dealing with women these days. How to pursue after sex. You've finally gotten what you've been attempting to get for nearly a month or longer, and you're wondering how to proceed afterwards. If all you wanted was sex, then fine. Never call her again. You don't owe her anything. But if it's continued sex you're looking for, you will need to know the rules of engagement, or you'll be having another hole in your rotation very soon. As fast as you raised a woman's attraction, you can lower it twice as fast. So the first thing you need to know is that the game never ends. Always stay on your purpose. Never make a woman your top priority. That's a turnoff, even if they're asking for it. I told you women are backwards. They say one thing but respond to another. First things first, always call a woman the next day after sex, unless you don't plan on dating her on a consistent basis. If you just want to hang out with her every blue moon, then wait a few days or a week even. It doesn't matter if she's upset or not, because you're sending a message to her that you're only interested in casual sex. If she's not cool with that, then cool. Just consider it a one-night stand and move on. But if she is cool with it, then you now have another woman with booty on standby. If you want to see her on a regular basis, then you need to call her the next day. Not doing so could turn her off. That could be a sign of low interest to her, or even worse, a rejection. She could also take it as you're not looking for something more serious, and if she is, she might feel like she's wasting her time dating you. So it basically boils down to what your goals are with her, as in how to proceed. If you choose to date her on a consistent basis, and she's pursuing you, it's okay to pursue her more consistently also, as long as she's reciprocating. But if she pulls back, you pull back. Never pursue her more than she pursues you. With feminism being the way it is, it's unlikely a woman pursues you much, if at all, until her feelings develop. But if she does, then it's okay to pursue a bit more. If you're looking to have a fling, then be more sporadic, as the woman will more than likely never pursue you. How to keep sleeping with women who are feeling used. There will come a time when a woman will want more of your non-sexual attention. Understand this, fellas. The trade is supposed to be non-sexual attention for sexual attention, unless the woman doesn't find you attractive. Then it's a trade of monetary gain, such as expensive gifts, dates, trips, or money for sexual attention. If you have a rotation of women and you're focused on your purpose, some of the women, once their feelings develop, will eventually feel they're not getting a fair trade of non-sexual attention for sexual attention. The key here is to listen to the woman. If you want to keep sleeping with this woman, you're going to need to give her a little more of your non-sexual attention, but there is a balance. If you give her too much of your non-sexual attention, she could start to lose attraction because you're not acting high value by being too available. If you keep being distant and don't start giving her more of your non-sexual attention, she could lose attraction because she doesn't feel she's getting a fair deal. Let's put it like this, fellas. Hypothetically, let's say you've taken a woman out 3 times and she hasn't slept with you yet. You're going to start to feel used. A wise woman I once dated told me, everybody wants something out of the deal. The secret to keep sleeping with a woman like this is to constantly keep selling how busy your purpose has you. When you're dating women, you should every now and then be talking about how occupied your purpose has you. The key here is every now and then. You don't want to come off as you're selling your earning potential. Don't wait until she asks you to give her more of your non-sexual attention. If you can sell it, a good woman would never try to impede this progress. By the way, this should be true. You really should be busy on your purpose. How to keep sleeping with a woman who wants a relationship. No matter how tight your game is or how smooth you think you are, there will come a time when the woman wants to know, where is this going? You, my friend, have just been given an ultimatum. To the classic beta male, this is music to his ears. This is what he's been wanting since he first got her number. But for us guys who are only interested in casual sex with a variety of women, this is what we've been dreading. We knew it was only a matter of time. The good news is you've done a good job of raising her interest high enough to where she's asking you this question. The bad news is some women will walk if they don't get the answer they want to hear. The reason women give men this ultimatum is because women know their value is based off their physical appearance primarily. The last thing most women want to do is to waste time with a man who doesn't want more than casual sex. Time is not on a woman's side. Women are losing their sexual market value daily, so the more time she wastes waiting on you to decide if you want something more, the less likely she is to land a high-value man in the future. If you want to keep sleeping with this woman, you need to learn how to dangle the carrot in front of her, so to speak. You simply state that you like the way things are progressing, but you don't like to rush into anything. Tell her that if things keep progressing, a relationship might be something you're interested in the future. If she's hell-bent on getting an answer right now, then let her go if that's not something you're interested in. If she's willing to wait, string her along as long as you can, until she finally realizes that you're not interested in something serious. Don't feel guilty you're leading her on. The whole point of me writing this book is to even out the playing field between men and women. The reason men are so frustrated with women these days is because men were playing with one set of rules while women were playing with another. Women have been stringing men along for the longest time with no regret. You're probably dating a woman right now who knows she's never going to sleep with you, but she's going to use you for free dates and attention for as long as she can. We as men have to stop playing by one set of rules while women lie, cheat, and manipulate their way to getting whatever they want. Lead her on for as long as you can. If she finally figures out that you only want one thing, then let her go and move on. Keep your abundance mindset. Never agree to a relationship if that's not what you want, to just keep a woman. Men do that every day all around the world, just to keep a woman, then wonder why they're miserable later. Expect to lose women in your rotation. Guys have to accept the fact that they're going to lose women out of their rotation from time to time. If you are a red-pilled guy and are totally against being in a relationship, it's totally illogical to expect women to be content with being nothing more than a glorified sex buddy forever. First, let's talk about what it takes to get and keep a woman in your rotation. To get a woman in your rotation, it simply means you had enough game and charm to build and maintain a woman's attraction. Not a simple feat by any means. The building is easy, for the most part, but it's a daunting task to maintain that attraction. The catch is, it's only logical that the woman wants more of a commitment over time as her feelings develop. More times than not, When a woman is just one of many women in a man's rotation, the man is giving the woman very minimal non-sexual attention, but still gets to sleep with the woman at least once a week. Let's be honest here. This arrangement mainly benefits the man, unless he's giving financial support. At some point, it's only reasonable for the woman to want more. Every woman's timetable is different, depending on attraction level, age, and things like personal beliefs. To gain this commitment, most women, at some point, will ask you flat out, "Where is this going?" Meaning, "Time to shit or get off the pot, mister." Now, I teach men to string it out as long as they can by insinuating that they prefer to take things slow. But that will only work so long until the woman tires of waiting for you to make a decision. At some point in the dating phase, if the woman still hasn't seen progression in the courtship, you can expect her to pull back. A pullback is always a last-ditch effort to get what she wants. The pullback from a woman in your rotation is different from the pullback of a girlfriend. The girlfriend pullback is to either gain the upper hand in the relationship, she's losing interest, or just wants to break the monotony in the relationship. Remember, women need chaos in their lives to stay emotionally engaged. Please understand that when a woman who's in your rotation reaches this point, it's not about what you have or haven't done as far as over-pursuing or under-pursuing. It's simply a game of chicken. In other words, who blinks first? If you are a high-value male and truly red-pilled, then you will be ready to pass this test. Be warned, though, some women aren't testing and will move on. The trade is sexual attention for non-sexual attention. Men wouldn't want to deal with women who they are giving lots of non-sexual attention with no sexual attention. So you can't expect a woman to be content with giving you sexual attention with minimal non-sexual attention forever and a day. Going forward, if you are a red-pilled man, you should expect every woman you date to walk out of your life at some point. Even if you're not red-pilled, don't expect women to stick around forever while you make up your mind. Women know most men have a pretty good idea if a woman is girlfriend or wifey material for them within 2 or 3 months. After a woman hits you with the ultimatum, she has a timetable in her head as far as how long she's willing to wait. Importance of holding masculine frame. One of the biggest detriments when dating or when you are in a relationship with a lady is when men aren't able to maintain a masculine frame. A masculine frame is when a man is in a calm, assertive, and non-emotional mind frame. This means you are not to ever argue with a woman. Doing so means you are allowing the woman to move you off center. Women are emotional, so you're never going to get logic or rationality from them anyway, so what's the point in arguing? More times than not, women like to start arguments just to break the monotony of the relationship. You have to maintain your composure and confidence. Remain assertive with women. To be assertive with women means that you're a man who doesn't issue idle threats. It simply means that if a woman is displaying behavior not to your liking, you simply have no problem moving on to the next woman. It's not about raising your voice and throwing temper tantrums. It's about a woman knowing you mean what you say and you say what you mean. Men need to understand that this is your woman and not your homie or best friend. Your woman wants a man, not an immature kid. That doesn't mean you can't joke around with your girl from time to time, but it has to be done in a masculine, seductive frame and not a goofy cornball type of way. At the end of the day, you can do what you want, but don't go crying when your woman has lost respect for you. There are other benefits to maintaining a masculine frame. Everyone you encounter, not just women, will show you respect if you can hold a masculine, assertive frame. Holding a masculine frame is physiological and physical. This means that your body language is also involved in maintaining a masculine frame. This means an upright posture with shoulders back and head up. Also, be cognizant to make eye contact. When you carry yourself like a masculine man and you're out with your girl, other men naturally give you respect. Any man who has dated a hot chick knows that it can be a challenge at times to get guys or haters to not try to start trouble, but holding a masculine frame can definitely help you in this aspect. Be proactive, not reactive. I teach guys to be proactive, not reactive, when dealing with women. That means instead of waiting for her to stir things up, you stir things up. To accomplish this, you simply disappear for an entire day, once every 4 to 6 weeks, and she can't reach you. Not if you're living together, of course. This means for 24 hours she can't get a hold of you. This forces a woman to engage her emotions, which is needed, by the way, to maintain attraction. Women gravitate towards the bad boy, so to speak, because they provide the emotional roller coaster women need to engage their emotions. You don't have to do drive-bys or robbing banks to get a woman to engage her emotions. All you have to do is don't fall into a routine. Routines are good for men because we are logical and like consistency. Women are the complete opposite. They need things to be spiced up from time to time. This is why things will be moving smoothly in the relationship, and out of nowhere, she'll start World War III. Why live on the defensive? Be proactive in your approach and create the turmoil she needs. Provide that turmoil every woman needs from time to time to give them the emotional stimulation they need to maintain attraction. How to build and maintain your rotation. Once you've mastered, or at least got the hang of dating, you'll need to understand how to build and maintain a rotation. A rotation of women you're dating is the ultimate skill of every alpha male walking the earth. It takes the right balance of non-sexual attention and strategy to pull it off. The first things you need to learn how to do are balancing a budget and maintaining a schedule. Dating multiple women can be a very expensive task if not managed properly, even if you're keeping the outings cheap. So, first thing you have to figure out is how much disposable income you can spend on outings with your women. Stay within your budget. Next thing is learning how to manage a schedule if you're not accustomed to doing so. Most smartphones are equipped with a digital calendar. Start booking all your dates in your calendar schedule like a business, so you never have any confusion. Make sure all your women understand that you're dating other women. It's okay to lead women on if they have hopes of getting a relationship out of you, but never ever tell a woman she's your girlfriend or she's the only other woman you're dating if you're dating other women. It'll do nothing but cause unnecessary drama. Learn your women's schedules so you know what days work best for each woman. After a while, they should know their day. Make sure they know you're dating other women, because women are notorious for leaving articles of clothing over when they leave your place. This is called nesting. They do that intentionally, so other women whom you may have over can discover them. It's all a ploy to have you to themselves. The thing is, if you're being honest with the woman you're dating, there should be no problem if they do discover them. In fact, if you've been honest, it'll probably help you in the fact that she now knows other women find you sexually appealing. Using online dating to build your roster. One of the best tools to build your rotation is online dating. Although I still prefer men to meet women in person, it's still a good tool to use. The reason I prefer men to meet women in public is because we as men can attract women with more than just physical appearance. Women, unfortunately, have to primarily rely solely on their appearance because men are mostly visual. When you use online dating as your primary or sole tool to meet women, you don't get to show your charm, humor, or confidence. If you are short or overweight, you are really doing yourself a disservice by relying on online dating. When you are leaving it up to a profile pic or a profile, of course the woman is going to make her decision by physical appearance. Now that I've gotten all the drawbacks out of the way, I'll tell you the strategy I use to have sex with dozens of women online. First things first. Remember, guys, you are always displaying high-value characteristics, no matter if you're online or in the real world. You want to send one message a day online to a woman, unless she's displaying high interest. You can judge a woman's interest online by the kind of responses she gives you. For example, you send her a message saying, "Good morning, I'm Jesse. What's your name?" She responds with, "Joanne." You then proceed to ask her, "What's your favorite thing to do in your spare time?" She replies with, "Swimming." Those, my friend, are what we call low-interest responses, or a woman who is only online looking for attention. When a woman has high interest, she'll write you a decent-sized response. She won't send one-word responses, like I just mentioned. Another thing you'll notice is that she asks you questions. Notice any similarities to meeting women in public? If you approach a woman in public and they're genuinely interested, they'll give you the same kind of responses. Same rules apply for if they're not interested in person. Also, they'll give you these one-word responses. Always pay attention to a woman's attraction level, whether you're online or in person. Doing so will keep you from wasting a lot of time and energy. If you recognize a woman has high interest, you're going to pursue her differently. You want to respond to her message within a few hours instead of the next day. Women lose interest in men who don't respond to the fact they're displaying high interest. She'll just accept your very slow responses as low interest or rejection. When women display low interest, you want to respond to the message the following day to show that you are a high-value male and that you have a life. In doing so, you'll hopefully raise her interest because you're displaying high-value male characteristics. These are the traits that pre-selected men display. It'll take a little longer to raise her interest because physically you're not her ideal match. But remember what I said about us men having other attributes to raise women's sex interest level, but at least you've got your foot in the door. When I'm sending the questions, it's always the same questions. "Good afternoon. I'm Jesse. What's your name? What's your favorite thing to do in your spare time? How often do you come to the city? What's your favorite spot in the city? And lastly, we should get a drink. When are you usually free?" Once she sends that, I say, "Okay, cool. Send me your number so we can set up a time to meet." I then send her my number. It's that simple. I then use my normal way of pursuit once I've gotten her number. How to organize your rotation. Finding time to date multiple women simultaneously can be costly financially and time-wise. When I'm organizing my rotation, I organize my women in four groups. Women I'm sleeping with who have high interest, women in the friend zone, prospects with high interest, and prospects with low interest. Now, I preach for men to be on their purpose, so let's presuppose you are saving the dating for the weekend. We know how flaky and unpredictable women are. One day they're all over you in love, and the next day they're pulling back, wanting space. It's important for men to always be grooming prospects. Women do this to a science. They'll string along your replacement for months, and sometimes years if the man allows it. Women seem to understand this, but most men date one woman at a time and wonder why they act so needy. The proper way to organize your roster is to always have the woman you're sleeping with to be in the last position. In other words, date your prospects before you meet up with the women you're sleeping with. For instance, I would typically meet up with a high or low interest prospect around 6 or 7 p.m., have a drink or two, and then meet up with the woman I'm sleeping with. Doing this will also keep you in an abundance mindset and help you pass your prospect's shit test. If you are pressed for time and can only date a couple of women, don't worry about trying to date the low-interest prospects. Only date low-interest prospects if you don't have high-interest prospects. If you don't have any women you're sleeping with, then date the low-interest prospects before you go on a date with a high-interest prospect. In other words, you would meet a low-interest prospect around 7 p.m. and meet up with a high-interest prospect around 9 p.m. The reason you do this is because you probably can sleep with the high-interest prospects if you do nothing to lower her interest over the date. Maintaining a woman's interest. You've mastered attracting women and sleeping with them. Let's be honest. There's going to be a large portion of women you sleep with that you never want to see again. On the other hand, there's going to be a small portion that you want to keep dating. The problem with most men is getting too comfortable. When a man finds a woman he truly likes, he starts focusing more on her and less on his purpose and passion. At first, the woman might enjoy and appreciate all this attention, but after a while, she gets bored with you. Basically, she starts taking you for granted because you're giving her your time without her having to work for it. Women treat your time and attention just like anyone else treats anything that comes too easy, like it's worthless. To keep women interested in you, always make them work for your time. That way they'll always appreciate you. Another benefit of staying on your purpose, in case you needed another reason, is that women love ambitious men. When a woman sees a man building an empire, she wants to remain on her best behavior so she can make it to the finish line. Women love growth. It doesn't matter if you're making 6 figures currently. Women remain attracted to men who are striving for more growth. Validation is like kryptonite to women. You want women constantly chasing your validation, not just giving it to them. Women not only want a man who can stand up to them in the beginning stages, but also the dating or relationship stage. When men start getting emotionally attached, they start letting women get away with disrespect. Women see this as weakness and start losing attraction. The game never ends. Whether it's the first date or you've been married for 50 years, you have to always remain masculine enough to pass women's tests. If a woman sees this kind of weakness, she'll start testing to see what else she can get away with. One way women like to test men they're dating on a consistent basis is to test your insecurities. She might flirt with another guy in front of you to see how you react. If you say anything, you've failed this test. Act as if you don't see anything. Another way she might test you is to not answer her phone around you, even though it's just her mom or sister. A woman can just throw these jealousy tests at you, and she can find out a whole lot about your confidence. As a man, you're supposed to feel there's no way another man has the ability to take your woman. The longer you know a woman, the more attached you're going to be, and the harder it's going to be to pass these tests. That's why staying on your purpose is the key to passing these tests. When you are truly invested in seeing your purpose and passion come to fruition, you're too busy to get too attached to a woman, which is going to keep her interest high. She'll be too busy competing for time against your purpose instead of shit-testing you. Women hate emotional weakness. I can't think of a faster way to lower a woman's attraction. Never argue with women. You'll never get logic anyway. You'll only get emotion. Also, arguing with women puts them in their masculine energy, since you are moving into your feminine energy. When conversing with women, always remain in a masculine, calm demeanor. If you remain in a masculine frame, she'll remain in a feminine frame. Women lose attraction to a man who's in his feminine energy. Women are emotionally unstable. If a man is as emotional as she is, who's supposed to make her feel safe when things get tough? Women need security from men, not just financial security, but mental security. Women need the security of knowing a man is masculine enough to handle any situation if anything so happens to arise. Getting a woman to crave you sexually. I've touched on this earlier, but I would like to get a little deeper on this subject. It's that important. This can be the reason you have 10 women craving you sexually, or you have a lot of one-night stands. None of which are your choice, by the way. Sex is very critical these days to building and maintaining a rotation. A wise man once said, "She always comes because I always make her come." There's a lot of truth to that little saying. If you want a woman to stay in your rotation, you're going to have to learn how to make her come. Now, contrary to what you might think, the best way to get a woman to come is mentally. When you hold a masculine frame and a woman has complete respect for you, there's not much you can do wrong inside the bedroom. When you have that much mind control over a woman, just you touching her sends an electric current through her body. When you have a woman's head this much, it don't matter if physically you're not her best lover. Every stroke you give her has an emotional attachment to it. Your 5 inches will feel like 10. So getting in a woman's mind should be your first option. If you get her mind, the body follows. Let's be honest here. Sometimes you won't be able to get a woman emotionally wrapped in you. This is where improving your foreplay and sex game comes into play. Speaking for myself, foreplay changed my sex life. I used to overlook it, but I quickly realized its importance. Once I started foreplay, I noticed a high return of women. It's very hard for a woman to come without direct clitoris stimulation. You should be kissing a woman on her lips, neck, or chest while you're playing with her clitoris with your fingers. Do this for about 10 minutes or until she starts convulsing like she's about to come. Then stick your penis in so your penis gets the credit. She'll think you have the magic stick. That should do the trick, but if it doesn't, there's still one last thing you can try. After you've done the foreplay, you could try letting her get on top to finish the job. When you let her get on top, you are letting her find her own spot. Women know their body much better than you'll ever know it. Letting her get on top allows her to contour her body to hit her G-spot. Most times you'll see a woman on top lean back. That's because she's trying to get your penis to rub up against her clitoris. Under no circumstances are you to perform oral sex. It's too submissive and validating. You'll lower her attraction if you do. I'm not saying you'll never see her again, and I'm not saying she won't enjoy it. But what I am saying is she might start shit-testing you, since you're essentially submitting to her. Women love oral sex, just like they love compliments, but if you do either, they tend to lose a little attraction, and the shit testing begins. Performing oral sex on a woman is the most validating thing you could do. Remember, once you give a woman your validation, she starts making you chase hers. The silent treatment and sexless relationship. There's been a misunderstanding of two aspects in a relationship between men and women. That misunderstanding is that women stop talking or having sex with their mate to manipulate them. While that may be true in some cases, by and large women do this because their interest is at an all-time low. When a woman's attraction gets too low, she simply doesn't care enough to argue. hence the silent treatment. Essentially, what the woman is saying in a situation like this is, "My attraction is so low, I don't care to even argue with you right now." If a woman stops sleeping with you, then it simply means your feminine behavior has hurt to the point where she can't even submit to you. That's right, guys. When a woman opens her legs to you, she is being submissive to you. Arguing with women or acting needy, anything like that, are all feminine traits. When in this situation, a man should never ask a woman what's wrong or anything like that. No need in trying to get logic from an irrational creature. You would get a lot further with her by simply refocusing on your purpose and making her start to chase your validation again. When a man loses focus on his purpose in life and makes a woman the primary focus in his life, a woman will lose attraction. Now, there's levels to low attraction. You have the low attraction where the woman is shit-testing you a lot, and if you keep failing these shit tests, you find yourself in the hopeless position of the silent treatment. Focusing on your purpose fixes this, because when a man knows he's headed somewhere, he has the ability to constantly pass women's shit tests, therefore foregoing the dreaded silent treatment. Women subconsciously test constantly. A man who's unsure of himself is incapable of constantly passing these tests. He starts to wonder if some other guy who makes more money than him is hitting on his woman when he's not around. This insecurity lowers the woman's attraction. He then proceeds to want to spend more time with her in the hopes of preventing another man the opportunity to take her away. An insecure man is not a confident man. We all know confidence is the biggest attraction for females. A man on his purpose is a confident man. Confident men don't get the silent treatment, and they definitely don't have sexless relationships. When a woman is chasing your validation, she's being submissive. So she is naturally turned on by you sexually due to your masculine dominant state. The pullback. One of the biggest mysteries since the beginning of time has been men trying to figure out what a woman wants. To be honest, I'm not quite sure women know what they want, but I'll give it a shot. Feminine women want a man that remains confident and assertive even when he cares deeply about them. Feminine women want a man who knows how to lead. Never ask a feminine woman where she wants to go for dinner. Always be in control. Feminine women hate leading. They just want to show up and look pretty and not have to lead a man. It goes with their feminine nature to follow a masculine man. If you display any of those feminine traits with a feminine woman, she'll always pull back. When women lose interest, they pull back. That is when they become withdrawn and a little distant from their man. Things you'll see when your woman pulls back are less intimacy. She'll spend less time with you. She won't initiate contact as much, if at all, and she'll seem colder and distant. When a woman pulls back, it means she has one foot out the door. It means that if you don't turn things around quick, you'll lose her. Women also use the pullback to get the power in the relationship. The power is whoever leads the relationship. When a woman pulls back, most men become weak and submissive to make her happy. This is mainly done by masculine women who want to lead the relationship. Feminine women tend to pull back when a man is more into his feminine energy than the woman, causing her to lose attraction. In order to turn things around, you need to really spend more time on your purpose. She's gotten a little too familiar and comfortable with you. The only way to counter a woman's pullback is to pull back yourself. That'll raise her interest because absence makes the heart grow fonder. That's only half the battle, though. Now that she's begging for your time, it's time to show her you're a leader and masculine. Since you've gotten refocused on your purpose, that little bit of swagger you lost has come back. Now you don't fail her little shit test anymore. A man has to be always focused on his purpose. It'll keep him busy and confident. Don't look at the pullback as a bad thing. Look at it as a warning sign. A warning sign that should be taken seriously if you want to keep your woman. Look at it as an opportunity to regain focus on your purpose and regain control of your relationship. The breakup. Let's presuppose you didn't take heed of your woman's pullback and continued your beta male behavior. You are probably broken up trying to figure out where you went wrong. Well, like I mentioned earlier, if you don't take immediate action once a woman pulls back, you are going to have a few lonely nights ahead unless you have a couple of other women on the side. The only course of action to take now, if you have let it get this far, is to go no contact. No contact lets a woman know you are not crying and pining over her, and that you have the ability to move on. Showing a woman that you have the ability to move on lets her know that you have other options or that you have the confidence to meet other women. The reason you're even in this predicament is because you show low value towards the end of the relationship. Going to no contact lets her know that you're emotionally strong and confident. Men who are mentally weak and lacking confidence will try pleading with a woman to give him another chance, but this only lowers her attraction even more. If you don't remember anything else I say, remember this. Begging or pleading with a woman to get back together kills any chance of getting her back. Men have this strange notion that if they show a woman how much they're hurting or miss her, that woman will take pity on them and get back together with them once they see how much pain they're in. Men need to understand one thing about women. They're only concerned with their feelings. If she has other interests or no interest in you any longer, it won't matter how much pain you are in. She could care less if she no longer has feelings towards you. Going no contact is no immediate fix or even a guarantee to work at all. It could be a possibility that she stayed with you long after any attraction was felt. If that's the case, it's a possibility that no contact or anything else you try could raise her interest back up to a level where she's sleeping with you again. In any case, you are never supposed to wait around for a woman to decide if she wants to get back with you or even go on an initial date. Always carry on with your life and never wait for a woman to decide what she wants to do with you. High-value men make women fit into their lives, not the other way around. If your woman has broken up with you, look at it as an opportunity to get refocused on your purpose and passion. Also, look into finding yourself again. When men get into a relationship, they start doing more of what the woman wants to do and less of what they want to do. Get back to doing the things you love and enjoy. Reconnect with friends who you might have not kicked it with as much since your girl didn't approve of them. Women push most guys' friends away in a relationship. A little divide and conquer, so to speak. This goes back to the old saying, women don't know what they want. On one hand, she's pushing your friends away, and on the other hand, she's complaining that you are crowding her and not giving her space. Always follow the rules in this book, and never listen to what women say they want, because, quite frankly, I don't think they really know. Regaining attraction after a breakup or separation. Regaining attraction from a woman can be a daunting task. Women typically stick around in a relationship long enough that all their feelings are gone to the point that they basically have no love for you anymore. Some women even go as far as having your replacement already in place once they've decided to drop you for good. By this point, she's probably already been sleeping with him and developing feelings for him. In a situation like this, The only way you'll have a chance to get her back is if the new guy starts making mistakes and you've gone no contact. If he starts screwing up, which will typically be the same way you were screwing up, he'll push her right back into your arms. Here's the rub, though. If you found out she had a replacement already in place when she left you, why would you want her back? She's already shown you that she's untrustworthy. In a situation like this, if she did reach out and wanted to get back with you, simply let her know you didn't like how she ended things and how she's willing to make it up to you. Never just take a woman back after she just bails on you. She needs to understand you are a high-value male and she just can't come in and out of your life like you don't have other options. Afterwards, I would not trust her again. I would put her into my friend zone. The man's friend zone is when you use a woman for her sexual attention with very little to no non-sexual attention. I would not take this woman back as a possible girlfriend. She's untrustworthy. Let's suppose she didn't have a replacement lined up after the breakup, and she's reached out to see how you're doing. What you say on that initial call could determine if you have a chance to get her back. Understand, she's looking for any sign of neediness or desperation. If she gets a hint of neediness or desperation, she'll recognize that little, if anything about you, has changed, and end the call with a, "Well, it was nice hearing from you. Goodbye." In a situation like this, just relax and ask her would she be open to getting drinks. Women will reach out and put themselves in your orbit, but it's up to the man to make the date. If she declines, which is unlikely if you didn't come on too strong, never ask her out again. She's probably reaching out to test for a landing spot if her current fling fizzles out or her attraction simply isn't there anymore for you. Only men who aren't focused on their purpose and passion would even care. A man who's focused on his purpose and passion knows that it's just a matter of time before he can attract any woman he wants. There's an old saying that goes a little like this. You lose money chasing women, but you never lose women chasing paper. Let's assume she accepted your invitation for drinks. Understand that she's going to probably test the hell out of you since you showed insecurities and weakness in the past. You should be a changed man by now, a lot stronger mentally than you were before. If you can pass her test, her attraction for you will grow, and the both of you can get back together. Always move at the woman's pace. Rushing her back into a relationship will only make you look needy again. Let her do most of the pursuing, since she'll be checking for neediness. Show her that you're no longer that weak man with insecurities, and you'll hear these magic words once again soon. I love you. Men's friend zone. In case you missed the memo, women are notorious for using men for their non-sexual attention by relegating men to the friend zone. Well, the tables have turned. Men now can put women in the friend zone. Putting a woman in the friend zone simply means you have removed all of your non-sexual attention, and she is simply a glorified sex buddy at this point. When you are dating a woman or in a relationship, sometimes women can get too comfortable, and you checking her does little to stop her bad, masculine, non-submissive behavior. In a situation like this, I advocate the man demoting the woman to the friend zone. The reason I advocate men putting women in the friend zone, as opposed to completely leaving the woman alone, is because you never know when a drought is looming. Us men can't replace women as fast as women can replace us. If I was you, I would keep that woman as a spare tire. It doesn't matter how annoying she is, you're basically just having sex with her at this point. It shouldn't be that hard to tolerate her for a few minutes until you come. You can make up any excuse as to why you're too busy to spend some of your non-sexual attention with her. You can say you're working a lot, working on your purpose. It really doesn't matter what excuse you use. Don't worry about the woman's feelings because it's her bad behavior which has landed her in the friend zone. If she has genuine interest, you might see her behavior change. If she's pursuing you really hard, take advantage of the situation and maybe ask her for a threesome. See, the fact of the matter is, you're removing your non-sexual attention has her in a scarcity mindset with you. She fears losing you altogether, so she's willing to do whatever it takes to keep from losing you. In my experience, a woman like this never fully changes. If you take her back fully, it's a good chance she eventually ends up acting the same way as before. I would keep her in competition mode. Keep her chasing that carrot, but never give it to her. Manipulator or manipulated. It's no secret why women dress sexy, wear makeup, heels, and hair weave. They're trying to make themselves as beautiful as possible to attract the highest quality mate they can and to manipulate the beta males into doing everything under the sun to appease them. Women have been manipulating men since the beginning of time. I don't know what your religion is, but my religion, Christianity, teaches of a woman named Eve manipulating her mate Adam to eat an apple in the Garden of Eden. I don't recommend men crying about female manipulation. I recommend men doing a little manipulation themselves. I recommend men getting their financial situation and physical presentation in the best possible position they can to attract the highest quality female they can. Most men know that women love financial security. Instead of whining about female hypergamy, men should be using it to their advantage. The same way women use our lust against us, we should be using their greed against them. Men should be pursuing their dreams and let the women pursue us. If you spend all your time chasing women, you are simply chasing your tail. You would be a lot more successful with women if you took that same energy and chased your passion. When a man has his life in order, he manipulates women because she's seeking financial security. You don't have to do much because her greed will make her think that she has the magic vagina to lure you into marriage or a relationship. This is what women do to beta males. They lure them into giving them all of their non-sexual attention. They show them a little thigh or cleavage, and the beta male is sucking up to them for years, waiting on their chance to swoop in. They're being manipulated and used. They're going about it all wrong. They would accomplish their goal much better if they spent their time improving their SMV. As the old saying goes, you lose money chasing women, but you never lose women chasing money. When it's time to move on. The old saying goes, women don't know what they want. Well, there's one thing clear to me. When women start disrespecting their man to a level that is beyond a test, she's literally begging the man to break up with her. Women sometimes prefer, for safety reasons, to push a man away rather than break up with the man. Unfortunately, most men have a scarcity mindset and just tolerate the bitchiness, hoping things turn around. This only kills the little attraction and respect she has left for him, unfortunately. Men need to understand one thing about women. They do everything for a reason. If she's testing you, it's because you are showing weakness. If a woman is being flat-out disrespectful, it means that you've shown weakness for a very long time and she's lost all respect for you. A woman talking about how attractive other men are right in front of you is not an insecurity test. That's just flat-out disrespectful. A woman asking you, can she go to lunch with an ex, is flat-out disrespectful. Now, in these situations, I'm not referring to women you're just dating. This is relegated to men in monogamous relationships. The whole point of dating, as opposed to being in a relationship, is simply the fact that no one owes anyone an explanation for anything. But if you're in a relationship, the whole point of being in a relationship means you are not free to just do whatever you want anymore, out of respect to your partner. Men have to learn how to be alone and value themselves. There's no way any man can convince me being with a rude, bitchy woman is better than being alone. A rude, bitchy woman will drive a man crazy. He'll literally hate to come home. If you're wondering when it is a good time to leave the relationship because your woman is acting unruly, just understand she's more than likely left the relationship a long time ago. Now, I understand kids and assets might be at stake, but ask yourself this. Do you want your kids seeing a dysfunctional relationship? It'll only make them think that this is the norm. They'll grow up in unhappy relationships, thinking that it is okay to be unhappy and miserable. I can't speak for anyone else, but there's not an asset on this earth that is worth my peace of mind. No car, no money or home should be worth you remaining with an unruly woman. This simply boils down to having respect for yourself. I can give you all the strategies and games to dating women, but it's up to you to have self-respect for yourself. You're either going to be a self-respecting man and move on, or keep tolerating women's BS. The choice is yours. Cheating. To me, there's nothing that displays a man's insecurities more than a man who cheats on his wife or girlfriend. Now, I think most of you listening to this book should know by now that I'm not speaking on some moral high ground here. I'm talking about peace of mind. Men who cheat on women are men who gave women a commitment in the hopes of having guaranteed sex because they have a scarcity mindset, although they know they don't want to be with one woman all their life. If you know in your heart that you're not ready to be with one woman for the rest of your life, why would you want the headache of constantly looking over your shoulder? If you've gotten this far in this book, then you should know by now to always keep a couple of women in your friend zone. That should alleviate any fear of going in the dreaded drought. Also, by staying on your purpose, that'll help you keep an abundance mindset and your options plentiful. A man on his purpose and mission in life will never have to worry about going through a drought. If you got into a relationship due to an ultimatum, then that is your fault. When a woman hits you with the ultimatum, you simply tell her you're not ready for that right now. If she leaves, she leaves. That's what having an abundance mindset is all about. What's the end game? Dating multiple women can get tiring and taxing after a while. You start to feel to yourself, what's the point of it all? I think every man would love the picture we see on TV of the husband happily married to a submissive wife and two beautiful children. In reality, though, the wife is a bitch on wheels using the husband as a survival tool. If you're a man and haven't taken the red pill, this lifestyle will seem silly to you because you'll be thinking, why don't this guy just grow up? On the other hand, if you've seen female nature at its worst, then you are fully aware why some men live this lifestyle. Putting it blatantly, if you are red-pilled, then you don't have much respect for female nature. Most red-pilled men, like myself, are prepared and content with dating multiple women to remain detached from women. If you are red-pilled, then you might at times find yourself wishing you weren't red-pill, so you could just go back to being a naive beta male, simply in love with a woman who only sees you as a survival tool. If you are red-pilled, then it's very unlikely you'll ever find love because of the mere fact that you're fully knowledgeable of female nature. It's impossible to love because a main component of love is trust, and it's virtually impossible to love a woman once you're aware of what they are capable of. The end game for most of us red-pilled brothers is to just pursue our purpose and make our lives the best that we can. Women will just be icing on the cake. If you haven't mastered the art of being alone,